With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Police make an arrest in the first homicide of the year. They have a 44-year-old West Bay man in custody, suspected of the murder of a 24-year-old on Daisy Lane in West Bay on Tuesday. Even with the arrest, police are continuing to appeal for witnesses and anyone with information that can assist in the investigation to call 936-8746. Our coverage continues tonight on the debate in the Legislative Assembly. On Wednesday, we heard from the Leader of the Opposition. Tonight, we'll hear from the Deputy Premier and the Minister for Infrastructure. We start with the Deputy Premier and Minister for Tourism, the Honorable Moses Kirkconnell, who told lawmakers the budget underscores that Cayman is in a strong financial position, and he says the resources are available to complete government's ambitious programs.
With tourism being a significant contributor to the gross domestic product, it is fair to say that the growth in tourism, currently at 10.3%, up compared to the same period in 2018, is contributing towards the upward revisions in our economic outlook. Mr. Speaker, it is also fair to say that if the tourism industry's growth were to become slowed or stopped or allowed to fall into decline, the impact on the economy would be just as impactful, but in a negative way, as the positive has been.
During his contribution, he touched on visitor spend. Minister Kirkconnell says stayover visitor spend is up 11% to $560 million, while that for cruise visitors is down 3.6% from $145 million to $140 million.
Mr. Speaker, at the year end, based on 500,000 stayover visitors arriving and 1.9 million cruise passengers arriving, the projected income for the country would be $1 billion. And don't have to say that it's the first time we have performed to that level.
The minister added that based on the current growth rate, he remains optimistic that stayover visitors will cross the historic threshold of reaching more than 500,000 by the end of 2019.
As the minister with oversight for the tourism industry, I'm proud of these results. Breaking an established record is not an easy thing to do, so consistently maintaining this high performance and exceeding a bar that rises higher every year is a spectacular achievement, Mr. Speaker.
Deputy Premier and Minister for Tourism, the Honorable Moses Kirkconnell. Government says it is continuing to embrace technology, and the Minister for Planning, Infrastructure and Commerce announced several initiatives planned for 2020 and 2021 that aim to move even more services online. The Honorable Joey Hugh told lawmakers the Department of Commerce and Investment will review the application process for liquor licenses and will make further revisions to the Trade and Business License Law, as well as amendments to the Special Economic Zone and Local Companies Law.
This Honorable House will recall how this supports one of my key priorities, which is a reduction of red tape for the business community.
He says taking processes online is crucial to this effort. eGov also intends to roll out a new mobile app with a suite of services.
Allied closely to these efforts, over the coming 2 years, eGov plans to introduce more online services and enhance existing applications and portals in order to improve customer service. Mr. Speaker, projects in the work includes enhancements to the Scholarship Secretariat's online services, as well as new services for the Health Insurance Commission, the traffic accident reports, and firearm license renewals.
But with a greater online presence comes greater risk.
The government has prioritized cybersecurity and cybercrime and continues to invest in effective measures that provide trust and confidence to our citizens and those who choose to operate their businesses from our jurisdiction.
Minister Hugh says the core government infrastructure must be resilient to cyber attacks, and there should be collaboration with the United Kingdom and the local private sector for building a pipeline of cyber competence. Royal Caribbean International CEO Michael Bailey says it is important to correct a critical misconception about the high season for the cruise industry.
The cruise tourism peak is all the way through the summer, from late April, early May, all the way through to October. That is really the peak for the cruise industry. And, of course, that is remarkably complementary with the peak winter in Cayman.
At Tuesday's public information meeting about the port project, Mr. Bailey explained the biggest ships from Royal Caribbean can't call on Cayman because there are no piers.
All of our big, large Oasis-class ships that have significantly more affluent customers cannot call in Cayman. And they are all in the Caribbean all through the summer with some of our most high-value, high-yielding guests in the entire industry.
Royal Caribbean is part of the Verdant Alport Partners Group, the preferred bidders for the $250 million cruise berthing and cargo enhancement project planned for Georgetown Harbor. Another public meeting is scheduled for tonight at the Family Life Center starting at 7 p.m. You can find out more information on the supportourtourism.com website or on their Facebook page. The Ombudsman reports on the office's first year of operations with the tabling of the 2018 annual report in the Legislative Assembly. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The main purpose of the Office of the Ombudsman is to advance public confidence in government, police, and in some cases the private sector through impartial and fair oversight by an independent office of the legislature. In this first full annual report, Ombudsman Sandy Hermiston details the workload of the office, including 229 inquiries answered, 230 cases received, and 155 cases closed. The report summarizes the types of informal resolutions and investigations conducted by the office. The top category in the first year was related to police complaints. This was to be expected given that the office was tasked with addressing an 8-year backlog. The office began working with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service to improve their services by providing bespoke training sessions to police during their customer service training. The report also highlighted effort and outreach and the development of guidance documents in anticipation of the coming into force of the Data Protection Law 2019. While the office only saw two whistleblower complaints in 2018, progress was made in developing guidance documents, which will be available in 2019. In addition to the annual report, a report on the government's performance with respect to freedom of information requirements was also tabled in the Legislative Assembly in compliance with the Freedom of Information Law. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report on our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. Today marks a milestone in the life of the Speaker of the House, the Honorable Makiva Bush.
35 years ago, when I woke up this morning, if I slept, I was an elected member. I was then the youngest member.
Mr. Bush told legislators that as the longest-serving member with an uninterrupted tenure, he is afforded an opportunity to appreciate and understand Cayman's evolution.
Let me first thank the people of my district, the District of West Bay, and now particularly my latest constituents, West Bay West, but by extension, the people of the Cayman Islands, and indeed, Almighty God.
He said it has been a distinct honor to serve the Cayman Islands and see the legislature develop into the institution it is today. That being said, Mr. Bush took the opportunity to remind members to always maintain an air of professionalism while on their feet in the House.
And I am fortunate over the 35 years to observe the transformative experiences and evolution of this august body and the growth and maturity displayed by members of this House. But let me say, utterances impugning improper motives and insinuating incendiary comments which can bring the members and the House into disrepute is unacceptable.
He says all elected representatives must keep the best interest of the Cayman Islands at the forefront of their minds in all deliberations. Mr. Bush delivered his speech at the start of the Legislative Assembly this morning. And that is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's Newsroom, I'm April Cummings.